It is 9 minutes now to 8 o'clock. Let's reflect for a moment on certain things we can consider doing over the coming hours and days. And we'll start at the Woordfeest that is currently underway in many venues across Stellenbosch until next week, Sunday, the 15th of March. Joining me on the line is Danny Murray, who speaks on behalf of the festival. Danny, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Many people associate many of these festivals, obviously, with what's happening on the various theatre stages. There are 60 plays this year, 24 of which will be debuting at this festival, which people can choose from. But it's so much bigger than just theatrical work, isn't it?
Yes, it actually started as a writers' festival, and that's just still a huge part of the Woordfeest. We have about 101 book talks that you can go to, and we have quite a few international writers visiting this year. We're going to have Jodi Picoult Skyping in for a talk, and then the Beekeeper of Aleppo, her name eludes me now. Anyway, she'll be there talking about women writing about war. The Scottish writer Damien Barr is visiting. And then we also have Suketu Mita coming in from New York. So it's going to be an interesting mix. If you're into books, it's a great place to be. And there's a lot of lifestyle things going on. There's a film festival. There's a stand-up comedy festival. There's really something for everyone.
Classical music, contemporary music. You can literally find whatever it is that you are looking for at Woordfeest. Who does it attract nowadays, Danny, given the fact that it's gone beyond just being a book festival?
Well, now it's everybody really from the Cape Town area. Of course, it's also the Argus today, or the Cape Town the cycle race. So a lot of tourists are in town, and there's a lot of English offerings on the festival as well. So it used to be a demographic of about 75% Afrikaans speaking, but nowadays it's a lot more cosmopolitan mixed audience, which is really exciting for us.
Just to talk about the plays for a second, it is terribly exciting, is it not, that we have 24 new plays, and I know that some of them are translations of established classical pieces of work, but these are 24 new works, basically, that have been written and given to actors and theatre makers to perform.
Yeah, that's fantastic. But just to qualify, some of the new plays are also new adaptations and new takes on existing works. For instance, the classical one, The Island, that they did back in the day at the Space Theatre, which was classic protest theatre, because you couldn't name Robben Island, so it was just called The Island, with John Carney, is now done by two women in the lead. And that's an exciting one. And then we've got Cellist with Rabies by Gemma Khan, who was the Standard Bank Young Artist of 2018, about a virologist who falls in love with the beauty of the rabies virus, which I suppose is very interesting in this time of the corona. And then we've got Harney, The Legacy, which is it's a little bit like Hamilton, but done based on the life of Chris Harney, of course, and they're coming in from the Market Theatre. So there's a lot. There's also All Who Pass, who looks at family who spent their last night in their home in District 6, and then the young daughter returns trying to reclaim this property in 2019, and then revisits those memories. So a lot of interesting political theatre going on as well.
Shoma Jozi is going to be on one of the stages later on. That has happened on the 7th. But what I'm excited about, of course, is the University of Stellenbosch's amazing choir that has just come back from winning yet another international award.
Yes, they are number one in the world on the Interkultur German rankings for the 7th year in a row for amateur choirs. They also opened the Daily Maverick gathering on Friday morning, which is very exciting. And now they're headed for Belgium for the World Choir Games in July to hopefully win the title again. But they'll be performing three times at the festival. But unfortunately, everything is sold out except the gala concert, which is one where they collect money for their trip to Belgium.
No, for sure.
If you want to buy a more expensive ticket and support the choir, you're very welcome to go to the gala concert next weekend. But I think there's maybe 10 places left.
Tickets being sold out is a wonderful place to find yourself in, Danny. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. Danny Murray speaking on behalf of the Stellenbosch Woordfeest that is currently underway until the 15th of March. It really is a wonderful bringing together of a town, of a university, of artists, of authors, of audiences and communities from across our country.
Cape Talk. Call Africa now. 021-446-0567.
The AFI Cape Town Fashion Week starts on the 12th of March, and here to tell us all about it is Sihle Majola, the e-commerce manager at African Fashion International. Sihle, very good morning and welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning to you, and thank you everybody for having me.
Just to confirm, of course, that the fashion we'll be seeing from the 12th until the 14th of March is the fashion for what is known as autumn-winter season, right?
Yes, it's the autumn-winter season. So, and also our theme for this year is fashion, and sustainability, and technology. And so, one of the major things, some of the artists are going to be providing us is with artworks with garments that are focused on sustainability and focused on also our launch of technology.
And it's not only a trend that we need to celebrate and rejoice, but a necessity, isn't it, given the challenges that we're facing with climate change and challenges to the environment. It's morally required of you, not only as a creative, as in a fashion designer, but also as a consumer of fashion, to look for garments that have been done in such a way that is sustainable to the planet.
Yes, this is very important. And as AFI, we believe that even African designers need to have a voice in terms of the sustainability of the world. And they understand that fashion is one of the major contributors to climate change. And so as an organization, we provided a platform for designers to be able to showcase some of their garments in autumn-winter within the fashion and sustainability aspect.
Sihle, as we edge closer to the 12th of March, I'm sure on this station we'll be highlighting some of the fashion designers who will be showcasing their fashion. I want to spend a bit of time on the marketplace and the masterclasses. What's going to be happening in those aspects of this coming week?
Well, that's quite interesting because AFI is currently conducting 3 masterclasses, which is much different than what we usually do. This year we have 3 topics. The first topic on the first day, which is the 12th of March, is fashion and sustainability. We are inviting Dr. Esther Mahlangu, we are inviting Ala Duma, and we are inviting other guests who also will be showcasing, speaking on the topic of sustainability. And this is really one of the things that we want to focus on as an organization in terms of really talking about how fashion requires to have a stable element of sustainability in terms of their manufacturing. On the second day, we're having a creators corner. And in the creators corner, we have designers Sibusiso Mohane, we have artist Susan Kize, and we also have 2 other guests who will be really speaking about how creatives go through their process of creating, be it artworks, be it design, and also even the ballet. So we are offering creatives to come together to be able to speak on some of those issues and topics and some of the challenges they face in terms of their creative process. And on the last day, we have fashion and technology. And this day, we're really talking about how technology has impacted the fashion industry and how it really has penetrated in such a way that how people make decisions in terms of the fashion they buy is usually based on the influences they watch, the technology that they interact with, and therefore fashion needs to be really interacting more with technology for in a much bigger and broader space. And this is just happening on the 12th, the 13th, and the 14th of March at the Cape Town International Convention Center.
It's going to be fascinating, no doubt. Sihle, thank you very much for your time this morning. Sihle Majola, e-commerce manager at African Fashion International. Cape Town Fashion Week, starting on the 12th all the way to the 14th of March at the Cape Town International Convention Center. You can go to afifashionweek.com for more details.